are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Now, come on, it won't tax you, to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Is Austin still with us?
No, Austin had to run off to a meeting.
Okay.
Sorry. Did we get phone calls?
No, but a couple of people on the chat board are, you know, are kind of making comments.
Well, so I asked him about, because I was confused about eBay stock photos. I didn't know that we had them in sports cards. And he said, yes, we've had a few, but the problem is that we don't actually vet them. And, you know, there were cases where they were poor photos or sometimes not even the right card. So
this is a good move to go with
Beckett.
This
is a good move
then.
Because Beckett actually, he was telling me, I asked him about this. He said Beckett had all their dealers send in their cards to be scanned. They have 2 million cards, high resolution scanned front and back. And, you know, because that's their business, or they made it their business for this one, you know, they're very careful to make sure that the card title and the card itself match. So there's no confusion.
Because somebody said eBay's stock photos are an absolute joke when it comes to sports cards.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's not our business strength.
So now eBay has taken steps to make sure that we have the best there is.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going out and buying a sewing machine.
Why is that?
Because from our first segment, I think I'm going to make little girls' Frozen dresses and sell them on eBay. Yeah, I'm pretty good with my hands. Once I learn a skill, I can really apply it.
You know, very quick story. How quickly little girls can change their mind. I was visiting a friend of mine. This is when I used to, many, many years ago, back in the 70s, all right? And she was so concerned because her daughter was totally dressed like Madonna. I mean, the little lace things and just, she was, you know, back then to us, it looked a little hoey looking, you know? So she was very confused. So I'm there the evening that her daughter is going to, had just come home from a sleepover. She walked in the house totally punked out.
Oh.
Completely different than Madonna.
Yeah.
Completely. Her mother says, what's with, we're whatever it was. I don't know. And she was talking like a valley girl overnight.
What? Yeah.
That is how quickly a little girl can change their mind.
And you know something? It's healthy. Because,
it is.
Because kids, at some stage, boys and girls, but I guess girls in this particular case, in search for their selves, they try on different personas.
Oh, definitely. And not only that, things can change in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I got over Elvis in about 3 months, although I still adore him and think he's wonderful. I got over him as a trendy kind of thing. Took me about 3 months and went into Black Rhythm and Blues. So who knew?
Yeah, I remember when I was like 9 years old, I went to see Viva Las Vegas and I thought, oh my God, Anne Margaret and Elvis Presley are the coolest things in the world. I want to be them. And that lasted for about 6 months until the Beatles came. And then I thought, Elvis who?
Exactly.
And then that actually lasted for a while. But, you know, when you're a kid, you're trying on different personas. So that's
and I can
normal.
Understand a little girl wanting an Elsa dress. I honestly can.
Or a little boy.
I get it.
Case.
I wanted a Cinderella and I got one, you know, for Halloween. I get it.
I remember
really
working
do.
In New York during the late 80s. And every family that had a little girl had to get them a Jasmine costume from, you know, Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
So it's normal. But anyway, I was thinking of getting a sewing machine and in my so-called spare time, which I don't really have much of. And so it's just a thought that passed.
Well, you could sew up a little piece of shirt, maybe hem that came undone or something.
So you could deduct it. Well,
it's a business deduction.
I've been thinking that, you know, I've always done this when I've gotten into some area and made it my quote-unquote hobby, is I like to learn it from the inside out. Years ago, when I discovered I had a fascination for oriental rugs and textiles, antique ones, I started repairing them, teaching myself how to repair them because I wanted to know that. I wanted to know them inside and out. So, yeah, eventually I should start sewing just so I could, make clothes, make shirts.
I took sewing in high school. You know, we had to take home ec. girls. I wish I could. Girls had to take home ec.
Yeah, boys had to go cut off their fingers
exactly.
in woodshop.
We had to take home ec and get needles stuck in our fingers. But okay.
Anyway,
I made a C in the class, and she was kind.
A C?
Yeah, and she was kind.
What did you do wrong?
Well, we had to make an A-line skirt, and it was like a gourd skirt. You know, it had different sections, you know, that come down. You know what I'm talking about?
I watched.
And you sew
Project
them all together?
Runway.
Okay. Yeah. Mine was a little lopsided.
Symmetry
no
not being your strong
what
suit.
What I did, I could not get that skirt right, so she gave me a C on it. It's embarrassing to get a C in home ec.
I wouldn't know.
I'm sorry. It is. It's
I would have liked to have had the opportunity.
Hey, listen, something that's not embarrassing.
Well,
I have another book here, a Stephanie Ng book.
Oh, yeah, Steph.
The Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide. I have yet another one, and it was autographed by Stephanie. First person who can call in and give me one story that was in the eBay news today will win this book.
Oh, good. Okay. You know, that I wrote the foreword for that. You never mentioned
so,
that.
So, you know what?
What?
I did not mention that.
It's okay.
And I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Was happy to do it. Steph's great.
And she dedicated it to you.
And it actually is a really good book. If you want to start.
She dedicated the book to you.
I can't believe she did that. Ugh. It's just so sweet of her. And if you actually read it, which I did, there's a lot of good information in there if you want to start and manage and grow an eBay meetup group.
And she started selling on eBay in 1999. This woman knows what she's doing. And she started what is probably the most famous, I think, sellers group, the eBabes and emails down in Texas. So
yes.
First person to call in at 888-RADIO-30, tell me one story that was in the eBay Radio News, wins this book today. In the meantime, we have on the phone with us Camille in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. User ID, Shop Camille's Deals. Oh, I love that name. Camille, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, I just recently changed my store name from IQ Kids to Shop Camille's Deal, and I got a new billboard and logo. So I was really excited about that since I changed to the new store format. My issue is that when I changed the store format, it did not change the logo in the listing frame.
Yeah.
When you go to manage my store and then, you know, change your listing frame.
Right.
It won't change the logo there. So I called eBay customer service on Saturday or Sunday, and they said it normally would take 24 to 48 hours to update, and it still hasn't updated yet.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. Did you email me as well?
No, I didn't.
All right, somebody else emailed me with the same issue. So I know the stores team is aware of it and they're working on it. But, I don't have an update from them so far. But it is a known issue that the old listing frame is still tied in. They haven't updated that, and it needs to be updated.
So you change your store name. What was it at one time?
It was IQKIDZ.
And you changed
IQKIDZ.
And you changed it to Shop Camille's Deals?
Yes. Yes, the name of the store is Camille Steele, but that username was already taken, so
I
use Shop Camille Steele. I was real excited about the billboard that we got, and I ordered it from a seller who sells on eBay, and he did a fantastic job, I think, so if you wanted to look at it. I thought it turned out well.
Okay.
And the book that you're talking about from Inge?
Yes.
I ordered that book online from her as well, and she signed it and sent it to me. And I was real excited to hear she was going to be at the eBay Radio party, because we're going, and I was hoping to meet her.
I'm sure you will. And by the way, she's charming. Seriously,
yeah.
This is a charming woman. I love Stephanie for more reasons than one. Camille, thank you very much for your call today. We appreciate it. Call back anytime.
Camille, I love Murfreesboro and look forward to returning there to eat at one of my favorite restaurants, which is the Clearview.
Oh, great. Wonderful. You'll have to let us know when you're in town.
You know, I will. I'll come and visit because Howie's from the area and we go.
Do you have a guest room, Camille?
Oh, sure we do.
So, no, we won't impose.
Right.
Thank you, Camille.
Thanks.
Great.
Right, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, bye. Great of you to call.
There's a restaurant in Murfreesboro called, it's the Clearview, and it's been owned by the same family for years, and it is true Southern soul food cooking.
Oh, yummy.
And they serve pig's feet, and I'm in heaven.
I love pig's feet. Oh, I like pickled pig's feet.
I like them no matter how.
Cooked. So. Oh, okay. Sunita in Chester, New Hampshire, known on eBay as S-R-A-I-K-H. Sunita, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I'm going to ask your most favorite question, Chris, about defects.
Okay. I'll try to answer it if I can.
I had an issue. I had 14 packages going out on Friday. My mail lady, instead of scanning them picked up, she scanned it as delivered to my zip code.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't know about it. I had four buyers who emailed me and one buyer that opened a case. The buyer that opened the case, I sent everybody the same message. I said, my mail lady made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'll keep an eye out for the tracking. Please let me know if you do not receive it. The buyer that opened the case, she updated the case detail with item was received. I love it. She did not close the case out.
Hold on, Sunita. We're going to take a break, and then I'll come right back to you. So hold on a second. This open phone segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. We got open lines. We'll get back to Sunita's call, and we'll take your call here at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
You've probably met Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast at various events in the online selling community. They're top-rated sellers themselves, and they get it. Mark and Robin are tuned into exactly what you need to ship your products on time and intact. In fact, their constantly growing product line specifically meets the changing needs of eBay sellers. From bubble mailers and packing peanuts to tape and dispensers and more, you'll find everything you need for a smooth-running shipping department, all with a no-hassle refund return policy and free shipping. BubbleFast has been providing high-quality, affordable shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Let Mark and Robin's experience help your small business and use the discount code COMMUNITY at checkout for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 255.
When taking pictures of your items, evaluate how much time you can spend on that task. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Customer Service and has this tip.
If you're taking a picture of an item that's going to sell for $13, you cannot spend a whole bunch of time to do that. Taking a picture of something that's going to go for hundreds of dollars, make sure to take plenty of time, make the pictures absolutely perfect, even put a video in there or something, but you just have to be really careful because your time is worth money, so your time is valuable. Be careful about taking too much time for a $13 item. You don't want to take 5 or 10 minutes. It should take 1 minute or less for a $13 item.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
Well, this open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us tax-free and toll-free and completely free at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Sunita. She has an unusual case where the post office scanned all her parcels as delivered.
14 of them.
And it looks like someone opened a case because they were confused. Sunita, send the details to me. I'll forward it on to the team for their attention.
Okay, so, but I also want to say I called eBay customer service.
Yeah.
And I was told that if the buyer, they read the case notes and they said the buyer is happy, this looks good. If the buyer closes the case and selects that seller resolves the issue, it's not a defect.
No, it's not.
I don't remember this.
That's
in
not
any
true.
Of the webinars. Okay, so that's not true. Okay, so I got that in writing from both customer service representatives because I said this is not true. This is not what I've been told.
Right, forward it to
and
me.
They were like, no, it's true. So
no,
I will forward you that information. This morning, I was like, oh, I need a drink at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, don't waste any more time on it. Just send the stuff to me. I'll send it to the team for their attention.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Very frustrating. 14 packages.
14, yeah.
So someone on the chat.
So that doesn't. But what's not making sense to me is this. I mean, I'd like to know more about how this works. Because I know right now that if you try to contact the seller and it's item not received, and it's within the delivery time window, or if the item shows is delivered, you can't really open that case, I don't believe, unless you... I have to look at this. That's what I was led to believe, but it's an unusual case.
So someone on the chat board said, my post office told me to have the carrier scan in the pickup from the scan sheet and date it for the day before the delivery, and it would overwrite the delivery. Mine didn't do it right, but you could talk to your PO and see if they're willing to do that.
Well, yeah,
it's
but
too
I don't
late
know how,
for that.
Yeah, it might
point.
Be too late for that now. Because one of the buyers actually got their item, so.
Yeah.
But this is a post office screw-up, and no seller should have to pay for a post office
No,
screw-up.
They should.
I mean, not... And I'm not talking like a late delivery. This is just at the start off, the actions of the post office led to buyers, this buyer at least, being super concerned. Oh, the item is delivered. I don't have it. I could open a case. So remember, folks, when you're dealing with buyers on eBay, either through word of mouth or through, unfortunately, sometimes a previous experience, buyers can be gun-shy. You think... that sellers can be gun-shy sometimes. Buyers in the marketplace think, oh, my heavens, I'm dealing with a seller who's trying to pull one over on me. And this is a legacy we'll be dealing with for years, less and less every time, as more buyers have better experiences. But, I can't impress upon sellers enough that as somebody who's been on the inside and sees the data and the research, that although buyers are a lot more willing to shop comfortably online and on a place like eBay, there still is that legacy that has to be overridden. Every time one of our audience sellers actually treats a buyer really good, which they do all the time, they help reduce that perception.
Of course, and we're all in this together.
Together.
You know, I have to mention something because it's 11:49 Pacific time.
Yeah.
They're doing a 1-minute silence, which we can't do on the radio. So they can do it on TV because they have a picture.
Well, we could play
saying
music.
1 moment of silence.
We could hum.
But they're doing it for the Boston Marathoners who gave their lives last year.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was a year ago.
So
are they not having a marathon this year?
Yeah, they're going to.
When?
I think they're having one.
When?
I think it's like any minute or now or...
Oh, is it today?
In the next
in the past,
week
it was
or something.
Always, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, they've decided to have one.
Yeah, we used to watch that every year.
Well, you know, you got to keep on keeping on. If you stop doing these things, if we change our way of life totally, the bad guys win.
Ooh.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And that's so, you know...
That's true.
But we do want to remember them and remember what happened. It was not good. was a bad thing.
What's that?
That's the music you ask for. So instead of having a moment's silence, we're talking about what happened in Boston. So it's, as John calls it, a moment of talking instead of a moment of silence. But there you have it. We mentioned it, and it's all over the news and everything, and we need to not forget these things, just like we don't forget 9/11. We have to not forget the Boston Marathon and what happened. Seriously.
We won't.
We learned so many new things from that, and I won't go into the terrorism and all that, but we did learn that it had a younger face this time, Griff.
Yeah.
It did. It's a little scary, so let's just keep that in mind today. So we have a lot of things, good things planned for our coming 2 hours. We have two more hours here. Let's see what we have. Oh, CJ Jacinto is going to be on. Carolyn Jacinto, top-rated seller, XOXMAS. She's going to talk about becoming an education specialist trained by eBay and all about that.
Oh, I can't. We always have a great time when we have CJ on the show.
And we're going to have an open phone segment that we don't normally have.
Yay!
At 12:15, instead of a guest, we're going to have a bonus open phone segment.
Groovy.
And more.
Well, there goes another hour. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Next up, the joys and the bliss of being an education specialist. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Purchasing the right postage scale for your business requires you to stop and think about both your present and future shipping needs. If you usually ship less than 500 lightweight items per month, it's likely that a digital consumer-grade scale will fit the bill perfectly. Shipping higher volumes or larger packages, a sturdy industrial shipping scale will more likely be called for. If your future plans call for adding heavier items to your product line, invest now in a scale capable of handling the weight in order to be prepared. Choosing the right postage scale will make for an easier flow to your fulfillment process and may even increase the number of shipments you can handle. Music to an entrepreneur's ears.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. Kabbage with a K.com. They believe in you.